At this time, each week, we talk small business. This is our small business segment, and today's special guest is Lana Hill. Lana is a director of One Small Step. She's a business coach, and she joins us on the program now. Hello, Lana. How are you?
Hi. Good, Simon. Thanks for having me.
No probs at all. Now, you work in this area of business coaching, strategic coaching. There's still a little bit of a stigma with small business owners around being strategic and planning, isn't there?
Yeah, there can be, which is kind of exactly why I started my business. So, I think business plans, a lot of people think about business plans as something they might need only if they're going to the bank to ask for money or maybe looking to bring on a business partner, something like that. But, it's kind of my mission to make it far less scary and less boring even for small business owners.
So that's interesting, isn't it? So people think there's a compliance issue or a bank loan issue, but there's worth in being strategic. Why are people scared of it, Lana?
Well, I mean, I think sometimes in small business, obviously, because you wear all the hats. Most of us don't have the luxury of, say, like an HR person and a marketing person and, an accounts payable person. So you have to do everything yourself. And I think there is definitely this idea that putting together a business plan or even just a business strategy is something that's going to take a really, really long time. And of course, the ones that are really lengthy can take a really long time. But what I'm trying to get across is that, it doesn't have to take days and days and days and weeks and months to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a really simple process, and the right business plan and the right business strategy should actually be really inspiring and motivating rather than, scary and horrible.
Do you have a business plan for your business? For one small step?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. Just thought I'd ask. Yeah. So Lana, when you're working with groups in this area, do you have a Lana Hill document or a One Small Step document? Is it just about a document or is it about a more integrated approach?
Yeah. I mean, I like having a written document because, well, for me personally, once I write things down, it becomes clearer in my mind. It's easier for me to be able to remember, but it's also easier to refer back to, because we all get stuck in that reactive zone from time to time, or even more often than just from time to time. So I love having a written document that you can come back to. Mm. Having said that, having a really simple strategy or business plan, it should be able to, give you just the clear strategies and the clear objectives for your business in your head once you've actually been through that exercise of going through the plan and working out, where you want your business to go. So, it should make decision making and, looking for opportunities and all of that stuff a whole lot easier.
My brother has a small business, and he has a business coach he's had for years, and he relies on him and he trusts him. What is the point of difference in this area, and is it an emerging area, business coaching?
Yeah, listen, I really think it is. I started my business 2 years ago, and in that 2 years, I've seen a really significant change. When I first started, there was quite a bit of stigma, even just around the word coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. I mean, I even, sort of felt that way myself before I came into this area. But it's really exciting because from a small business owner's perspective, you can really seek out the coach that's right for you and that's right for what you want at that time in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because most coaches specialise in different areas of business, or they might even specialise in a particular industry. So, there's lots of options out there now, which is wonderful.
So the part of that question about your point of difference, the thing that you do differently, what's your area of expertise? Or are you an all-rounder? What do you bring to your coaching approach?
Yeah, so I guess my thing is strategy, but also sales. And mm-hmm. I guess I come from a corporate background, so I spent a decade in corporate strategic and national sales roles. And I genuinely love sales. And of course, I have expertise in marketing and, social media and lots of different areas of business plans, just business in general. But strategy and sales are my two kind of favorite kids, if you like. And my passion, I guess, is just bringing all of that corporate knowledge that I have, and just making it really easy to understand for small business owners. Because like I said before, small business owners do it all. They wear all the hats. But the thing I love about small business is that, you know, people really pour their heart and soul into what they do. Mm-hmm. And so when you're assisting them in their business journey, you're really actually making a difference to their personal life as well as their business life. So I'm definitely not a life coach at all. But, yeah, I just love in small business how you're really making an impact at a personal level as well. So,
yeah. I suppose if it is someone's business and it's their heart and soul, and in some cases their identity, I suppose, if they're approaching you, they're already motivated, so you're working with motivated people. Hey, I know you've done quite a bit of work with women in business and women's leadership issues. Are men and women different in this regard? Are women more inclined to seek out a business coach like you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, it is, most of my clients are women for sure. I have, been coaching a few more men just recently. But yeah, I mean, I think in general, women probably are more inclined to ask for help when they need it. And I think, it's really exciting to me to see just the sheer volume of women that are starting new businesses, whether it's because, you know, they want flexibility or that they've had a business idea for years and they want to, you know, kind of capitalize on it, or even young entrepreneurs. Like, I remember when I left school, becoming an entrepreneur or starting my own business was not something I ever really thought of. But now, like the young women leaving high school or even in university, they have no fear. They're just going for it. Mm. So what I do well is just giving them the structure and the framework to kind of, yeah, take their idea and their enthusiasm off in a really good direction. So I absolutely love it.
Good luck to you. I hope it goes
Thank
well.
You.
Thank you for talking to us on 6PR Afternoons today. People can find you on Facebook, One Small Step Coaching. Is that the main way they can find you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of the platforms. So One Small Step Coaching on Facebook and Instagram.
Small Step Coaching. That's Lana Hill. Lana's spelled LANNA. Nice to talk to you today, Lana. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, okay, see you around. Lana Hill, who I bumped into when I did the Pulse at Channel 9 one day, and Lana is a very bright, vivacious, smart business entrepreneur. One Small Step Business Coaching, if you're interested, and she's had some good advice there. This is the afternoon program. It's 17 minutes to 1 o'clock.